Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of Taurus Cryptocurrency News. I am your host, Joe Nobody. I have a very special guest in the studio today, none other than my little buddy, my son, the apple of my eye, my little best friend, my clone. For internet purposes, we'll call him Chowder, okay? How you doing, Chowder? Say something to the people out there. You're on YouTube.
Stay cozy.
Stay cozy. That is a good way to start the segment because we are going to talk about staying cozy, and that's with the Bonfire token, okay? And we've got some news coming out of the development team at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today about Bonfire token, and we're looking forward to that news coming out because we've been waiting a long time for some new information about Bonfire token. If you listen to my podcast about my portfolio reveal, I am a holder of Bonfire token. I do believe in the project. I like the development team. I like the transparency, and I like the future of Bonfire, but we do have to see it do something. So hopefully this little reveal here will give us a little indication of what the future direction is of the Bonfire team and of the Bonfire token, so we can start seeing it doing something here pretty soon, because right now it's kind of been sideways. So Chowder, what do you think of when you think of bonfires?
They change color and make you cozy.
They change color and they make you cozy. Would that color be green?
Maybe.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. From four-year-old amateur crypto investor Chowder, bonfires turn green and they keep you cozy. So stay tuned, because later today we're going to do a full 15-minute episode about the information that came out of the project reveal and see what the development team has in store for us. We need an update. It's about time. All right. And this is going to be great. I think we're going to have some exciting information to bring to you later on the Bonfire token. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Bonfire token, it is similar to a SafeMoon. It has a liquidity pool. It basically rewards its holders with a 5% tax from other transactions. So over time, you're going to see your money go up, and if you hold on to the coin, which is always great. And I think it's got some great use case. Okay, I think it's going to be one of those tokens that I think you're going to be talking about in the next few months here, and I think it's going to be on the tip of everybody's tongues. When they started out, I believe they had 300,000 adopters of the token, you know, right off the gate. So hopefully we can increase that community, get the word out there. And like I said, guys, I'm not going to shill any project that I don't believe in. I have no affiliation with Bonfire token. It's just one that I really like. I like the branding of it. I like the roadmap. I like the development team. All right. As I said before, they wear winter hats indoors, and that tells me that, you know, you're in tune to the coding world. If you're wearing a beanie, you're wearing a winter hat, all right, and it's 75 degrees inside the studio or the office that you're working in, all right, that shows that you just don't give an F, man. Okay, and you're tapped in. Sorry about the background noise here. I've got an animal farm now playing in the background. The kids are around. They wanted to be involved. So I said, you know what? Screw it. Let them come on into the studio. Have a little fun. Talk into the microphone. Pretend they're a big kid. All right. In closing, okay, what do you have to say, Chowder, out there about bonfires? Come on, man. You're on the spot here.
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Okay.
When people other do it in our backyard, like
fireworks when other people do it. I don't know what that means.
Oh, there.
Okay.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that?
I do remember that. So Chowder likes Bonfire token. Chowder, why do you like Bonfire token?
Because they're kind of like light up and like make sunny.
Because they kind of like...
Because the sun is fire and fire.
That is some groundbreaking information out of my four-year-old Chowder here. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. This one was more for him than anybody else. But if you got a kick out of it, you know, I'm happy for you. But hey, in closing, spend some time out there with your kids, fellas, and ladies. And everybody, family is number one. Family is important. And without family and without friends and without happiness, we have nothing in this world. Money doesn't matter. Family and happiness do. Everybody take care of each other out there. And I'm going to say it. Stay cozy. Stay cozy.